So Be'ezrat Hashem, we are in Torah 31, Lamed Aleph, Likutei Moharan. V'klal Hadavar, we learned that a little bit. Really, you should know that every time that I'm coming, there is something in that seat, maybe someone plugged it. I don't know what's going on with it. It's got electricity. Really. Probably your vessels are very, very good and pure and clean. And you really want to. It's written that everyone that is listening to a shiur of a rebbe, so he's got the merit like the rebbe that is giving that shiur. Why? Because if he wouldn't come, the class was totally different. And the Torah depends on the souls of the one that comes and listens to the shiur. And the souls, it means the will. It depends on your will, what you want to hear. So you should know, each and every one of you, that what did we hear and what did we're talking here in the shiurim, it's all according to your vessels, to what did you want to hear. If you would want to hear something totally else, you would hear other classes. For sure you would choose another place, but also the classes would be different, because there are a lot of guys that are coming to Yeshivat Chut Shel Chesed and they don't hear those shiurim at all. And there are ones also that are going to a higher shiurim than mine, means the shiurim of Rav Shalom Arush, and also in those shiurim they still don't hear what that we hear here every day, because they don't have that will to cancel themselves to Hashem Yitbarach, to believe in Hashem, to throw everything. So Baruch Hashem, each and every one of you should be very proud and to know that he's got a good will. And I'm not a talented man. I have less than 10 years of school, wasting time in school. And I wanted to tell you something. I wanted once to build a huge internet site. I had an amazing idea of how to swallow Google to work for us. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we're going to do that one day also. It was an amazing idea. And I don't know nothing about computers, like in Torah, like in science. I really so much don't know nothing. And when the one that wanted to build that site for us, he asked me if I wanted to build it, and he gave me a few languages, options on how to build the site. And then he told me that there is one option that's called open source. So I told him, this is the one, on that we need to work. So, and I don't know what it means even. I don't know what's going on in that language, open source, at all. But he explained it to me that, and it was very good explanation, and it's going to teach you also something. He told me that an open source, it's a shita, it's a language that is counting on something that even the ones that wrote open source, they don't know on what, based on what they're counting on. They don't have a base, they don't have the foundation, the language of the beginning of open source. This is why it's written open source. There is certain power, it's called the demon that is behind the screen, that is over there, a secret power that is working and is running everything in the computers, and they are the only ones that admit that it's endless, but they don't have a hold in it, they cannot grab it, they don't have no control on it. And they admit that they're building their buildings on the air, on top of nothing, on top of infinity, on Hashem Yitbarach, and it works. So I liked it very much. So this is us here. Rabbeinu in the Sipurei Ma'asiyot is writing, Shalom Aleichem, he's writing in the story on the Sheva Betler, Shiva Kavtzanim, seven beggars, on the last one of he's writing on all first six, and the seventh one, the story over there is not finished, and the story on the seventh beggar is the one with no legs. Is the one with no legs. And actually, when he gonna come, the one with no legs, so Mashiach gonna come. What it means, the one with no legs? So there is a lot of explanations over there, that to say that he's so happy, that he's dancing all of the time, and you cannot see his legs because of the speed of his dance. And there are a lot of explanations. But actually, I think that for us, the best explanation is to know that this is someone that is not standing on his feet because of his own feet, because of his own power. Just it's someone, the one that's going to bring the power for each and every one of us to walk and to stand on our own legs, going to be someone that is not standing on his own legs at all. Only someone that is 100% on Hashem Yitbarach, counting on Hashem Yitbarach. So this is something like we talked a lot about that actually it's written Veshavtem u'item ben tzadik l'rasha ben oved elokim l'asher la'avado. It's written that you should come back and then you're going to have the ability to see the difference between tzadik l'rasha, a righteous man, to a wicked, evil man. Oved Elokim v'lasher lo avado, to one that serves Hashem and to one that not serves Hashem. But first of all, you have to go back. Veshavtem u'item. It's a gift for the Baal Tshuva. It's something that only a Baal Tshuva he can define between those thin lies. Last week we talked about it a little bit, and I told you that I asked Rav Shalom about how can he stand people that are lying to him. And then he told me after that conversation, and he told me, it's not only regular people that are lying, even rabbis are lying. He told me a lot of rabbis are lying. They're lying, they're liars. They're doing whatever they need to achieve what they want to achieve. And they don't have no problems to lie. Rabbeinu said, this is the thing that you're going to receive from me. That ha'olam hazeh lo yachal la'atot otchem yoter, that this world will not gonna have the power to mislead you, to let you fall into mistakes. Cannot bear hear lies, cannot stand all of those lies. Everyone have a spiritual being, and a neshama, an individual soul, and no one can take it from you, and no one can convince you to be something that you're not. And it's not going to help at all to force you, to hit you, to curse you, to rebuke you, to punish you, to threat your life. No. In the end, it's going to crack and it's going to break and you're going to run away and no one's going to see you, no one's going to meet you. And this is it. And you're going to look for yourself. If it's going to be... Look, Rav Verland, he had to run to Zimbabwe to start live his life again. So, you need to understand. Every one of us have to believe in himself. Have to believe in himself that Hashem loves me. Hashem loves me when I'm fat, Hashem loves me when I'm ugly, Hashem loves me when I'm stupid, Hashem loves me when I'm ignorant, Hashem loves me when I don't have shalom bayit, when I'm failing, when I have lust for women, when I have lust for money, when I'm chasing after the nonsense of this world, when I'm stupid, when I'm falling, when I'm despair. When I'm kofer in Hashem, when I have bad thoughts about Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem loves me. Hashem shochen itam betoch tumotam. In all of the contaminated places, Hashem is with them. I think it's written in the Zohar Kadosh, I'm not sure what's the source of that. That if Am Yisrael would understand the greatness of Yaakov Avinu, that it's written on him, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to him, V'anuchi ered imcha leMitzrayim v'alecha gam alo, and I'm going to help you to come up. But first of all, the greatness of Yaakov is that Hashem is promising him, I'm going to go with you to Egypt. Egypt is a symbol for all of the narrow places, all of the Mitzarim, for all of the difficulties. And with the seed of Yaakov Avinu, each and every one of us is a little Yaakov Avinu pocket. Each and every one of us is a little bit Yaakov Avinu. From an apple tree, bananas not growing, oranges are not growing, only apples. You came from Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov's tree. You are like Abraham, like Yitzhak, like Yaakov. Nothing gonna change your nature. This is you. Just Yetzer Hara got tricks to distract your thoughts and to tell you that you're a liar, that you're Haman, that you're Paro, that you're Bil'am Rasha, that you're evil, that you're a liar. All of those Lashon Hara. But the truth is that it's not true. The truth is that I am a Neshama Elokit, and this is me. And when this poor body gonna die, my Neshama gonna go straight to heaven. Because Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek La'olam Abba. Every Israeli person, he's got a share in the world to come. And this is me, this is my Neshama. This one's Neshama named Reuven, this one's Neshama named Yochanan, this one's Neshama named Moshe. Everyone different name, different parents, different Neshama. And you cannot compare your Neshama to someone else's Neshama. Because Hashem has so many faces. And he's got one face looks like your face, one face looks like my face, one face looks like his face. And you have a face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside of you. The nature of your Neshama is exactly the same like the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Because your Neshama is Neshama Elokit. It came down from heaven, from Hashem. Hashem cut himself and sent himself to this place. This is the Shekhinah HaKadosha that's in exile. When we're saying all of the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing tshuva, the face of the tshuva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is us. Us, that we're waking up. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself that wakes up to do tshuva. To start over, to serve Hashem. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is attaching himself back with himself. The water that are crying here in this earth, in this low, low, low place, that are crying and crying, this is it, they're waking up. To do things for themselves, to take care of themselves. Someone came and woke them up. Someone came and gave them strength, gave them power. Cheered them up and told them, this is it, don't worry. Follow me. Let's make things together. You should believe in yourself. You should pray. You should shout to Hashem Yitzvarach. It's written on Moshe Rabbeinu that when Moshe Rabbeinu went to Egypt, to Sinai Desert, he was screaming over there in Hitbodedut. For tens of years, what he was screaming about, the Midrash is saying that he was screaming on the fact that Am Yisrael going to start praying on themselves. On the salvation, he wasn't praying at all. The salvation was a promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to Abraham. They're going to be saved, don't worry. On that, you shouldn't pray. That your parnasah going to come to your hands, it's a waste of time to pray. That your chizuch going to come to you, it's a waste of time. That you're going to believe that it's from Hashem. This is something that you should pray on. That this is your wife. That this is your money. That this is yours. That this is the super private supervision of Hashem Yitzbarach. On that we should pray. To know Hashem we should pray. Not on money. Hashem zanum farnes lakol. Hashem is taking care of your parnasah. You need to pray on money? To waste your time on praying on money? Please Hashem, give me money. What are you saying to Hashem? Hashem, I'm not counting on you, Hashem. I'm not counting on you, Hashem. I'm not counting on you. You're wasting your time. You're wasting your powers. Please Hashem, let me know that it's all from you. That when I have money, I'm not arrogant to think that it's mine, that it's because I'm so successful. And when I'm receiving it through someone, that I will not even think to myself that, oh, that man is so generous. One of the friends asked me yesterday, told me that his father-in-law told his wife that they're giving them money and gave her money. Day after he called her and told her, listen, but I want you to remember that that money came from me, not from your rabbi, not from Elohim, not from no one. It's me, I gave you that money. He asked me, what do you think? I should give him back the money? Or told him, no, you should give him all of the respect that he needs, that poor guy. He just needs someone to tell him that he's important, that he's good. Thank you, Father. Thank you. No, of course, you're number one. Like the rules of Garden of Peace. You need to let her feel that she's number one, that there is nothing more important than her. This is how people that are chasing after honor, Rabbeinu is writing in the Kotei Moran that this is the biggest disgrace of them all. Because you're trying to achieve what that belongs to Hashem. He's the one that have all of the honor. Melech Shashal, that he's king of honor. Melech HaKavod. Kevodo Mele Olam. And now you want to receive honor on the fact that you learned the Gemara, on the fact that you're rich, on the fact that you, I don't know what, you're, I don't know what. All of the imaginations of this world. On that you want to receive honor. It means that you want to steal the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to take it for yourself. It's pathetic. It's so low. Compliments and good words. Why are you not saying to me that I'm good? Why are you always saying you thank you and you're not telling me thank you also? All of those arguments. You're a woman. Admit. You're just a female that needs honor. Kol kvuda bat melech pnima. Her nature is to receive honor. This is her nature. She has to have honor. It's her inner side. It's her inner light. She has to receive honor. She depends in that. This is why you're obligated in the ketubah to honor, to respect your wife, because she needs it. Also like parnasa and food and clothes, things that she have to have. So you have that obligation to supply it to her. Also to honor her. And that she's going to honor you, you don't need that at all. Only if you become to be a female. So we're just asking, Bezat Hashem, Mamash, all of the group, please start worse, scared that it's going to be easier for us to recognize you when you're coming to the Shiva, that we're going to know how to work with you. Please help us to help you. All right, so really, Raboisa, you're very sweet. וכלל הדבר, and the rule, of that thing, שמאוד יקר, that it's very precious, הכיסופין וההשתוקקות לדבר שבקדושה, the will and the desire for holy thing, that you just have that will, that you just want. Why it's so important just to want? Let's say I wanted to put tefillin today and I couldn't. And I haven't put tefillin today. What's so important in the fact that I want it if I haven't? Now it's after sunset, seta kochavim, this is it, went. Haven't put tefillin today, couldn't, and this is it. What's so important? I haven't put tefillin today. Why Rabbeinu is writing that it's important, the fact that I had that desire to put tefillin? Because that desire to put tefillin, in page 90, in the third paragraph. Because in the moment that I had a will, I was revealing my neshama. Your soul is your will to serve Hashem Yitbarach. This is your neshama. This is the light of your neshama, that you want Hashem. And this is it. And if you wanted Hashem Yitbarach, your neshama was glowing. This is it. And now you can enjoy. And now you can enjoy. You can enjoy from the fact that your neshama is illuminating. And when your neshama is illuminating, this is it. It means that you achieved the purpose. It means that you have it. It means that you got to that place that you were supposed to get. It means that Hashem Yitbarach is with you. That actually He forgave all of your avonot, erased them at all, totally. Because like we said before, that the avonot, that the sins are like a wall that is blocking the light of your neshama, your own neshama. You cannot see your neshama when you have sins and avonot. You don't believe that you have a neshama. This is why a man lives like a goy, like a non-Jew. Because he doesn't see that he is different from the goyim in anything, because he's got avonot. And the avonot are like plaster that blocks the light, and he cannot see that he's a Jew. But when Hashem is forgiving on all of the avonot, and he's not angry at you anymore, on the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's written, Anochi astir panai mikem. I'm going to hide my face from you. And when Hashem is hiding, no one can find him. And means when Hashem is hiding himself, the man lost the faith. He doesn't see Hashem. He doesn't believe in Hashem. He sees himself. He becomes to be a reality. I'm hungry, I'm tired, I'm angry, I'm nervous, I'm stressed. All of those imaginations. But when you have Hashem, so like Rabbi Zusha was saying, always, Zusha is hungry. He wasn't saying, I'm hungry. Zusha is hungry. The body of Zusha is hungry. That poor man needs help. He needs food. The body needs to feed the horses. Need to give fuel to the machine that's going to work. Need to feed him. All right, so he's eating something until Tzadik Ochel Esova Nafsho, until he feels that his spirit, his neshama is satisfied. Everything is good. He can continue serving Hashem Yitbarach. All right. Like to put fuel in your car. This is it, in your vehicle. No attachment. What you want to eat, now he needs 20 minutes to think what he likes the most, what you feel like it today to eat, toast or not toast, baked or maybe cooked, boiled. It's all imagination. It's all imaginations. I think it's a Rambam is saying that after 20, you need to eat a little bit, and after 20 minutes you're going to feel full. There's no connection to the amount of food that you ate. A man is eating inside those 20 minutes, so he feels the hunger. So he's eating more and more and more and more and more. And then he complete 20 minutes eating and he feels full. But if he would stop, after 20 minutes he would feel full also. Even if he wouldn't eat all of that junk. It all comes out. The truth is that a man, lo al alechem levado yichya adam, not only on bread, Hashem, the man is alive. He's alive because that Hashem is reviving him. And if you see that light, that Hashem is reviving you, if you see that you have a will that just wants Hashem, it means if you wanted to put tefillin this day, that day, it means that you saw the light of your own neshama. And this is it. You had attachment. You had eternal attachment with Hashem Yitbarach. Because when you want Hashem, Hashem wants you. This is why in the brachot we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Retzeh Hashem Elokeinu Be'amcha Israel, Hashem please want your nation Israel, ולתפילתם שאה, and listen to their prayer. Why we need to say that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If Hashem loves us, and we know that He loves us, because the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu depends in the love of us to Him. And if we don't love Him, we don't want Him to stop loving us. This is why we're begging. Hashem, even though that we like chocolate so much, we want you to want us. Even though that we don't want you like we should. But please, that you're going to want us. Even though that we want chocolate, that we want money, we want houses with gardens and porches and I don't know what. Roofs that are not leaking.
Amen.
Amen. This is why we're begging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He's going to continue to want us even though that we don't want Him. On that Rav Shalom said, I cannot sing the song HaKadosh Baruch Hu Anachnu Ahavim Otcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu We Love You. He said, I'm not a liar to sing that song. I can sing HaKadosh Baruch Hu You Love Us. This I can sing. To sing HaKadosh Baruch Hu Anach We Love You, it's a lie. We love all the rest. To connect it to Hashem Yitbarach, this is something that he needs, requires a lot of effort. A lot of effort to remind ourselves really that Hashem loves us, that Hashem wants us. But to begin with that huge success of wanting Hashem, it's to concentrate in your own will, to see what really you desire, what really you want, and to do tshuva on the bad will, and to understand that they are coming from your body, and to give yourself respect and honor and to like yourself and to be happy with your share when you recognize that you have a good will inside of yourself, the desire only to connect himself with Hashem. When you recognize that, it means that you can recognize that you're a neshama, that you have spiritual being. And when you have that, mamash, in your hand, when you have that in your hand, this is the time that you can start looking and see the light of the Torah, the light of righteous people, and then in the end, the light of Hashem. Until you're going to like yourself, you won't be able to like the Torah and to like the righteous people. Always you're going to have misunderstandings, and always you're going to have disagreements and arguments with righteous people when you don't love yourself. When you don't see the light of your neshama, that you are all good. When you're going to realize that you're all good, you're going to understand where all of that good is coming from. That it's written, En tov ela Torah, ve en tov ela tzaddik. There is no other good except of the Torah, and there is no other kind of good except of the righteous man. Only when you're going to recognize yourself as good, you're going to be able to recognize the Torah is good, as good, and the righteous man as good. But when you still chase after yourself as bad, and you blame yourself that you are bad, you cannot recognize good. You can recognize only things that you know. If you're now going to see something that you never saw before, you will not going to recognize it. You will not going to be happy with it if it's good, and you're not going to be afraid of it if it's bad. You can see something poison that if we're going to just open that that bottle can kill all of the people in the room, and you will not going to be afraid of it. Why? Because you don't know that. You're not going to be afraid of it. And it can kill you, and you're not going to be afraid. You can see something that if you're just going to hold it, a certain paper, going to give you millions of dollars into your bank account, and you're not going to be happy with that paper. Why? Because you don't know what's written in it. Only something that you know, you can have a certain attachment to it. So the Torah that it's good, the righteous man that he's good, you can realize what they are, to recognize them, to have a certain attachment to them, only when you are good. Only it means if you came to that place that you believe that you're good. And for that you need to work, because the Yetzirah, he doesn't have Shabbos, and he's never tired. Rav Shalom said that he's the only Breslover Hasid that there is. No despair for him in the world, always running, looking for new tricks. And he said, and the Tzadikim, the Chassid of Breslov said, you need to learn from everything. And we need to learn also. It's written, Chokhmah Bagoyim Ta'amin. Wisdom that the non-Jews are holding, you need to believe in that. Even the wisdom of the Yetzirah, we need to learn from him. He never gives up. Not in Shabbos, not in Yamim Tovim, not under the Sukkah, all of the Midrashim, he disagrees with all of them. He's coming to the Sukkah, in Shabbat Sukkot, in the Yeshiva, doesn't care. He disagrees with that Midrash that he's saying that the Yetzirah cannot penetrate into the Sukkah, in Shabbos there is no Yetzirah. He disagrees, and he's coming. He's coming. He never saw that Midrash at all. So we need to learn from him. Like that he is fighting with us, we need to fight with him. And it's an eternal war. It's a war that started already when we came to this world and going to finish only after the second shovel of earth in grave. And not before. And also in Judgment Day, he's standing and trying to criticize and to say bad things, and it's a war, and we have to learn how to fight. And if you're going to fight with him in his weapons, means that you're going to argue with him, you're going to win, because he's an angel and you're a human being, and he's got thousands of eyes, and he's very powerful, and he's got a lot of soldiers, and you're standing all alone. This is why you need to connect yourself to all of Am Israel, to the righteous people. In the Mechane Meshutaf, how you say Mechane Meshutaf?
Common denominator.
Yes, you got it? No.
What is
common denominator?
Common something.
Denominator.
Now you got it? Very good. What's our common denominator? It's the good. Ve'amech Israel kulam tzadikim. That all of Am Israel are righteous. If you don't see that inside of yourself, that you're also righteous, you're not connected to Am Israel. When Moshe Rabbeinu came to heaven to receive, to collect the Torah, to receive the Torah, to hand it to Am Israel, the angels wanted to fight with him. And they were arguing. They told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why are you giving that Torah to that human being, flesh and bones? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, answer to them. Moshe Rabbeinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they can burn me with their steam, with their breath. How can I stand in front of them? Means that even Moshe Rabbeinu cannot stand in front of the angels. So how are you going to stand in front of the angels? You cannot. It's a known fact. It's a done deal. You cannot do that. Even Moshe couldn't do that. What's the advice that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Echoz bekise kevodi, hold my crown, throne of honor, and this is going to give you the power. What's coming from the throne of honor? Nishmot Israel are carved under Kisei HaKavod. He told him, connect yourself to Nishmot Israel. Remember that you and Am Israel are all together. When you're going to have that Ahavat Israel, when you're going to be part with Am Israel, that you're all good. You're going to understand that you're all good. The face of Yaakov Avinu is carved on Kisei HaKavod. The face of Yaakov Avinu, it's our faces. All of us, you have part of the Yaakov Avinu's face. You have part of Yaakov Avinu's face. Each and every one of us, our face is carved on Kisei HaKavod. If we're going to understand our importance, how we are important to Hashem Yitbarach, we will not going to be afraid of achieving anything in our lives. Nothing going to fear us at all. Even death is nothing for people that really worship Hashem Yitzbarach. They don't care. They can jump like Abraham Avinu, first one that sacrificed himself, jumped into the fire. Not afraid at all. Not afraid at all. This is why he had that ability also to sacrifice his son. You cannot send your son to the unknown. From that, for sure, Abraham would be very afraid. But when Abraham Avinu conquered that nature on himself and threw himself into the fire, he had that ability. It's a complete faith. And now he knows that even if he lost his son, he can understand that he never lost him. That his son just united with Hashem Yitzbarach. It's perfect, it's great. He can be happy. It's written on Sarah Imenu that she died because of the happiness, because of joy. That she realized that her son achieved something so amazing. To be sacrificed for Hashem Yitzbarach out of joy. She achieved the purpose, the tachlit. She attached herself with Hashem Yitzbarach in 100%, and she went up so happy and satisfied because Yitzchak sacrificed himself to Hashem Yitzbarach. This is it. She saw that in her eyes that it happened. And when she realized that, she was so happy. This is it. This is why Abraham Avinu, it's written that Abraham came to cry on her a little bit, ktsat. Why a little bit? She was serving you for years. She was helping you. Was helping you for years. You're crying only a little bit? So I heard that answer. I don't remember from who. One of the righteous people. That actually Abraham Avinu, he saw the place that she achieved and he didn't want to cry at all. But because there were other mourners over there, people that came to cry, if they're going to see Abraham that he's just happy that his wife died, they wouldn't have the ability to accept it. But he was so happy. So he cried a little bit that they're going to also going to be satisfied. Oh, he's mourning on his wife. But he saw what she achieved, Sarai Menu. This is why in the day that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai passed away, it's written that the sound came from the Shekhinah Kedoshah, from heaven, that everyone are welcome to the Hilula of Bar Yochai. To the Hilula means the party, means the happiness of Bar Yochai. What? He died. The righteous man, the leader of the generation, he died. Why? We should be happy. Yes. Because Tzadikim b'mitatam, when after death, they're not dying at all. But after passing to the world to come, they're growing. They become to be even bigger. Now the power of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is a lot bigger than the power of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai that he had 2,000 years ago or so. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai today is gigantic. It's something you cannot understand. You're coming to his tzion, you're talking to him, you're begging on your life. He can fix it all for you. Rav Shalom said that every Lag BaOmer Rabbi Shimon is standing above the tzion in heaven and saying, I can get rid of all judgments. And Yachol Iftor Et Kol HaOlam Kulo Min Adin. I can save you all from all judgments. You have to connect yourself to the righteous man in that day, in the day of his Hilula. Like that all of us went to the Baba Sali. I was there in the evening before. And we all were there in the day of Baba Sali. And it's amazing. And you're coming to the Baba Sali. And you're coming to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And you're coming to Tzadikim. And because of their power, with their power we're going and we conquered and we win. It not depends on who that you are. You should hold the crown of the throne of honor. To attach yourself, like Rav Shalom said, to thousands of years of prayers, of wishing, of tears, of suffering, of millions of Jews that sacrificed themselves from Hashem Yitzbarach for years. In the Inquisition, in the Holocaust, in all of the pogroms, in all of the suffering, all of the exiles, all of the tefillah, the books of Tehillim that have been read until today, all of the tears, all of the adlakot, lighting candles for Shabbos, all of tears of Afrashat Chala, of all of women, of all of men, of all of children, we're going with that power. This is why we're going to win. Because none of us is worthy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to fight for him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the kindness of Abraham, Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Zocher Chasdei Avot. Wonderful. The kindness of all of the forefathers of us, the righteous people that mamash sacrificed themselves for Hashem Yitzbarach, like all of the tzaddikim David HaMelech, and on and on and on, righteous people, rabbis, students of Baal Shem Tov, of huge, huge Admorim and Tzadikim, through all of the generations, Geonim, Saboraim, Tanaim, Amoraim, all of them, in all of the generations, people, simple people, important people, Talmidei Chachamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He gathers and takes all of the tears and all of the will and all of the wishes and the prayers and all of the requests of everyone of Am Yisrael through the generations. And all of them are supporting you, each and every one of us today, to complete, to achieve the purpose, to complete our mission, to come to that day that Hashem going to reveal Himself on Am Yisrael, that He is with us, not that He going to come, He's here. That just we're going to have the vessels, the ability to accept it, to surrender ourselves to Him, to let Him be, to stop arguing with Him, to stop stopping Him from helping us, to stop arguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can say to all of us, Nitzchuni Banai, you won, it was all your merit, your tefillot, your powers, your efforts, your tears. And He's going to respect us also, and going to give to us, each and every one of us, the share that He deserved to have in the complete salvation. Like Rabbeinu said, that Mashiach going to come, and He's going to tell each and every one of us how many percents you have in the salvation of Am Yisrael. And Rabbeinu said, Nitzachti ve'anatzach, I win already, and I'm going to win to the end. Mamash going to complete. And we should pray and beg, please Rabbeinu, finish through me. Help me to be part of that salvation. Help me to be part of those righteous people of the last generation. And everyone that's going to stay in Jerusalem, they're going to call Him holy. Because it's a war to stay in Jerusalem. It's a war to stay in Jerusalem. It's a war. I talked to a friend of mine. He told me, I'm in Miami. I told him, what are you doing here? He started to laugh. He said, I love it so much. I like it so much here. He's enjoying his life in Miami. He's mamash. He's succeeding. He's enjoying. I told him, what? You left me and went to Miami? He told me, no. Eretz Israel puked me. And he's celebrating. He's happy. What can you do? They're enjoying. Mamash. Not all of them, but a lot. A lot of them are finding themselves over there, Chas v'Shalom. We need to see how to help them, to build the bridge for them, that's going to find a way to come back to Eretz Israel. For them, Eretz Israel is a foreign land. And more than half of Am Israel is in the exile. Let's not talk about the ones that are here that lives in exile. Horrible exile. Horrible exile. The fact we know the truth, that if the ones from United States are going to come to Eretz Israel, we're going to have enough Haredim public, religious public, even if none of them are going to believe in Rabbeinu, and it doesn't matter. People that are going to keep, enough people that are going to keep Shabbat here together in Eretz Israel, it's enough to bring the salvation. To make Aliyah for religious people, this is the most important thing. This is why also the Tzionim, in all of the years, they were avoiding from supporting Aliyah for religious communities. And they're giving all of the money to bring Chilonim people. They thought in the Aliyah of the Russian people that they're going to bring 1.5 million Jews. They thought to themselves that they're going to have more people like the Ashkenazim that were in the first Aliyah, second Aliyah, that came as Kilim from Russia, from Poland. They thought they're going to have more Ashkenazim coming to Eretz Israel to support Smolanim. But Baruch Hashem, Hashem made a miracle with us and gave us, Baruch Hashem, good soldiers came from Russia to support us, Baruch Hashem. We need to know that Hashem Yitbarach, He doesn't let no enemy to conquer Am Israel. We're how you said?
Invincible.
Because someone that He is eternal, you cannot kill Him. You cannot erase the Torah. This is it. This is something that we have inside. And like that it's written, "En davar ha'omed bifnei haratzon," there is nothing that can stand against your will. If you're going to be connected to your open source of will, that you want Hashem, nothing can kill you. Nothing can stop you. you can achieve everything that you want. You can be the best guitar player, you can be the best author, you can be the best singer, you can be the best Talmid Chacham, you can be the best Baal Tfila. Whatever you're going to want with all of your heart, you're going to achieve. Whatever. Whatever they're going to want. Because when you want something, you're pulling Hashem Yitbarach back into this world, into your life. And when Hashem Yitbarach is with you, you're going to win. You're going to conquer. You're going to achieve. This is why we need always to mamash focus on that. This is why Rabbeinu is saying, it's so important. Kisufin vayishtokekut ledavar shebikdusha. Ki al yadam nitave nefesh. Because by that, you create spirit. You bring the soul back into this world. Like we said, that Rav Shalom said, when you're focusing on your neshama, on inner work, on developing your spiritual side, by that, when people are looking at you, they don't see you, they see Hashem. Because your neshama is part of Hashem, and when they look at you, they see Hashem. What you brought to this world, you brought Hashem. You were working on canceling your bad attributes, on breaking your bad natures, and developing your kindness and your good deeds and will. And by that, you brought Hashem into the world. The people are looking at you and saying, hey, I want to serve Hashem also. I want to know Hashem also. We have a huge weapon in our hands. We're connected to Hashem. And the weapon of our forefathers, it's tefillah. It's those tefillah that Abraham established Shachrit, and Yitzchak established Mincha, and Yaakov established Ma'ariv. And we have another tefillah that Rabbeinu established, that's called Hitbodedut. And we have to take that Hitbodedut and to teach everyone. Because there is no one, that doesn't need to talk to Hashem. There is no one that can solve his own problems. There are ones that don't see that. They cannot connect it. They cannot recognize it. And for them, you need to help them. To help them to see their good points. To see that they're already connected. If someone is going to ask you, where is your God? You should tell him in the largest city of Rome. You should tell him in New York. You shouldn't tell him in Jerusalem. All right, in Jerusalem, but I cannot come to Jerusalem, he's answering to you. He loves Miami. He loves it. All right, Hashem is in Jerusalem. You build a wall for him. You need to tell him Hashem is in Miami. Hashem is in parties. Hashem is in music. Hashem is in discotheques, in pub, in beach parties. Hashem is over there. Look, you're going to find him. Talk to him, you're going to see him. He's going to talk to you back. He's going to answer to you. In the most filthiest place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shochen itam betoch tumotam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with them in their contaminated places. Anochi ered imcha leMitzrayim. I'm going to go with you down to Egypt. Hashem is in Egypt. Hashem is in Egypt with Yaakov. When Yaakov going to come back from Egypt, Hashem going to come back from Egypt also. This is when the salvation going to come, when the people going to come back to Eretz Israel. Hashem going to come with them to Eretz Israel. This is why we need to develop that aliyah, that people going to come and come. Because with every one of them that is coming, Hashem is coming with him. And when Hashem going to be here and he won't going to be there, this is going to be the moment that all of those non-Jews' lands going to collapse. They won't have no power anymore. They're taking advantage of our power, of the power that is coming from Hashem. This is why they have that ability now to succeed so much, to look like they're succeeding so much. Actually, they're nurturing, they're being fed from our source, that it's Hashem Yitbarach. From Hashem Yitbarach, from the Torah HaKadosha. If people are not learning right, if people don't believe in Hashem right, if people are not keeping Torah Mitzvot right, so they can steal, they can take it, they can enjoy from it. To make movies that based on Kabbalah stories, to make music that based on faith that came from Torah Kedosha. After copying all of the books, now you can burn all of the Hebrew, all of the Lashon HaKodesh books. This is it. They copied it all to English, to Sanskrit, I don't know to which languages. And now you can burn the Lashon HaKodesh books. Who needs them? This is it. We have it in the net. So Rabbi said, we need to believe in ourselves, that we have huge powers, each and every one of us, each and every one of us. And to everyone that's going to tell you, Harav, but Harav is so huge, Harav is tzaddik, I'm not a tzaddik, it's Lashon Hara. To say on Harav that he achieved what that he achieved because that he's a tzaddik, it's Lashon Hara, on Harav. Harav achieved what that he achieved because that he put a lot of effort, a lot of tears, a lot of sweat, sacrificed a lot and still is sacrificing a lot and crying a lot and praying a lot and sacrificing more and more every day. This is why that light can go through him. And if we're going to walk in that path to sacrifice from ourselves, to help others, to support others, to heal others, to hug people, to smile to people, to teach Torah to people, to water the herds, to let people hear that they can also talk to Hashem. That huge wall that is separating between Am Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to fall. There is no wall at all. You can talk to Hashem Yitbarach. Timtze'u ki hu karov, karov elecha hadavar, close to you. In your mouth, in your heart, to do, just to talk. Hashem, I need shalom bayit. Hashem, I need parnasa. Hashem, please let me be happy. Hashem, make me a talmid chacham. Hashem, let me learn Torah every day. This is the answer for all of the problems of all of Am Yisrael. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you, Richard. Real quick, a few brief announcements. Thursday is a major change. On Thursdays, we will no longer have a guest speaker. However, Rabbi Dror will be here on a regular basis on Thursdays with his Gemara class, and his 12 o'clock Likutei Moran class here. So Thursdays now is a normal scheduled day, and Rabbi Dror will be here on Thursdays. I also like to say thank you to the anonymous donors who made the Baba Sali trip successful. Okay. They did put in some money to help bridge the gap of the shortage of the transportation. Thank you very much for those anonymous donors, and may they get the schus and merits. Shemayim, remember, third meal, Sukkos Lishi, we've been running short on cash. We need help on that. So if you could please make a donation, be a co-sponsor for 50 shekel, or sponsor all the Sukkos Lishi for 100 shekel. There are many men that are taking advantage of this and using this as their third meal. And also people that come in through the door that are just visiting, having a nice sukkah that they can sit down and eat. So you're really providing a big mitzvah for people to enjoy Shabbos and Chagnasas Orachim. So you can co-sponsor for 50 shekel or sponsor the whole thing for 100 shekel. We're happy to take whatever you've got. Also, we're having the gemak, the film put together for Luwin and Shama for Kalman Nachman. This will be a gemak set of the film, Rabbein Tarms. I'm looking for 6 more contributors of 100 shekel apiece to finish this. So I need 6 contributors of 100 shekel apiece to help out with the completion of the gemak to fill in. And last but not least, if anyone needs meals for Shabbos or chavrusas, please see me. Thank you very much. And those who are yours.